Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mau, Mai te ama, E momo lava pikia pe te tato tamana I te langi mo tana tauhinga, Mana haka manu yanga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola ma te maalohe ku maue ki tato, Kau ka tino in tato tamohainga bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and Kisamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Mahalo ni mahanga he tailahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia, ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mālohi ma te tautō mō tātō kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Hila. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama.
Welcome again to our Te Ama Pacifica Like Minds, Like Mind program this morning. We support a public awareness campaign. It is a must. It is fundamentally wrong that vulnerable group in our society should be continually subjected to the comments and actions of those who possess an outcast mentality. We are optimistic enough to believe that a well-informed New Zealand public will then realize that people with mental illness are people whom we should nurture and value. What does like minds, like mind, and the logo mean? The mathematical symbol is the logo represents greater than and equal to. It is used to indicate that those with experience of mental illness are greater than discrimination and equal to others. The slogan, like minds, like mind, is a play on the phrase, we are all of one mind. It indicates that mental illness can happen to you, me, or anyone. The Maori slogan, whakaitia te whakawhiu I te tangata, can be translated as reduce your potential to discriminate. One in five New Zealanders will experience mental illness this year. That's a lot of Kiwis. It could be you, your family, workmate, or friend, or me. One of the biggest challenges for people experiencing mental illness is stigma and discrimination. Discrimination is treating a person a certain way because of the group they belong to, rather than on their personal merit. It can feel like a constant heavy weight that makes life more challenging. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can be part of changing this. Discrimination is one of the biggest barriers to recovery from an experience of mental illness, whether you are part of a sport club, school, marae, or your own book club. You can support someone's recovery and inclusion. What is discrimination? Discrimination is when someone is treated a certain way because of the group they belong to, rather than on their personal merit. Negative discrimination occurs when someone acts or behaves badly towards others based on stereotyped or prejudiced beliefs. Discrimination can occur in many areas, including mental health services, and by friends and families. It can prevent people from having full access to education, employment, and housing. There are two types of discrimination, direct and indirect. One, direct discrimination occurs when someone is treated differently because of their experience of mental distress. For example, if someone is not given a job because they open up about their experience of mental illness. Two, indirect discrimination occurs when a situation designed for one group of people doesn't cater for another group. For example, a person with acrophobia who works as a customer services phone operator from their house is now required to work from the company office. The consequence of discrimination is that it prevents people from taking part in the opportunities and privileges of daily life available to others. Mental illness discrimination prevents people seeking help, delays treatment, impairs recovery, isolates people, excludes people from day-to-day activities, and stops people getting jobs. It is often linked to other forms of discrimination, such as racism or cultural discrimination. Approaches to program delivery. A range of approaches and methods will be used for program delivery. One, increase the leadership of individuals and groups with experience of mental illness to deliver the program's outcomes. Two, assist organizations to adopt policies and practices that prevent discrimination against people with experience of mental illness. Three, use all forms of media to change discriminatory attitudes and behavior towards people with experience of mental illness. What to do in your community, whether it's a sports club, school, religious group, marae, or your own book club, you have the potential to support recovery and inclusion. Most people with experience of mental illness will recover. However, discrimination is one of the biggest barriers. There are many ways your community or community group can make people feel more included. Get to know your neighbors and other locals. Actively change views based on prejudice and stereotypes. Invite people from local mental health organizations to your group activities. Find out how your group activity can support recovery and inclusion. Offer free or introductory sessions for your group. Let people bring a support person if they need to. Offer flexible attendance to enable people to stay connected with the group. Encourage people in the group to get to know each other and introduce new people. Talk about mental illness and distress positively. See the tips. When someone seems upset, ask how you can help. Five ways to reduce discrimination. Mental illness discrimination has a long, pervasive history. Many widely held negative and false beliefs about people with experience of mental distress have endured in all communities, despite changes in law and health practices. These negative beliefs lead to social exclusion, where people are unable to fully participate in all levels, social, political, and economic, of the community they live in. Discrimination happens when someone behaves badly toward someone based on stereotyped or prejudiced beliefs. One of the biggest hurdles for anyone experiencing mental distress is overcoming this discrimination. Discrimination is one of the main reasons why so many people living with mental distress do not seek help. We can all help end discrimination and champion social inclusion. Here are some ideas. 1. Educate yourself. Is your knowledge about mental health accurate? Did you know that most people who experience mental distress recover? If you know little about mental health, take the time to learn and understand. Knowing how to distinguish between the facts and the myths about mental illness can be a great way to help end discrimination. 2. Choose your words carefully. Words can help, but they can also hurt. The way we speak can affect the way other people think. Speak and behave. Don't use hurtful or derogatory language, such as schizo or psycho. Saying like you get over it and just relax can minimize how a person is feeling. The words you use can make all the difference to a person's well-being and recovery. Choose them carefully. 3. Be kind and inclusive. When someone seems upset, ask if they need help. See people as unique human beings, not as labels or stereotypes. Whether it be a smile or an invitation for coffee and a chat, simple acts of kindness can help open up the conversation and let someone know you are there for them. 4. Talk with others. Break the silence. Mental illness touches us all in some way. People with mental distress make valuable contributions to society. Stories of people who have experienced mental distress and who are doing well can challenge the myths and stereotypes. Let's highlight the positive stories. 5. Some people treat people experiencing mental distress with dignity and respect. Think about how you'd like others to act towards you if you were in the same situation. If you have whānau, friends or work colleagues experiencing mental distress, support their choices and encourage their efforts to get well. Being there for people you are about, you care about, and asking how you can help can be the first step in recovery. These are just some ways that you can help reduce mental health discrimination. What is social inclusion? Social inclusion is the process of improving the ability, opportunity, and dignity of people to take part in society. The opposite is social exclusion, where individuals or community are blocked from rights. Opportunities and resources, example, housing, employment, or healthcare, that are normally available to members of society and are key to social integration. The outcome of social exclusion is that people are prevented from participating fully in the economic, social, and political life of the society they live in. Material deprivation is the most common outcome and causes poverty, emotional, and psychological trauma. How does discrimination start? People develop ideas about what mental illness is and looks like early in their life as part of growing up. they might see or hear things that helps form these ideas. Over time, these ideas may become negative stereotypes, which in turn affect how people interact with others. Often these stereotypes are incorrect and harmful. Walk a mile in our shoes, New Zealand. The research reveals that mental health services need to take a family and whānau-centered approach in order to reduce discrimination both towards and within families and whānau of people diagnosed with mental illness. The research shows that families and whānau feel discriminated against by service staff and often struggle without enough support. Reported negative behaviors include not providing information, ignoring cultural and other worldviews, not consulting or including families and whānau, and blaming or criticizing parents. Have a project that counters discrimination and stigma and wanting a grant for funded. Mental illness myths and facts. Mental illness and addictions are very common. They are also widely misunderstood. People with mental illness and addictions are frequently stigmatized by others for a variety of reasons. They may think mental illness is an uncommon condition or that addictions are the user's own fault. The truth is, mental illness and addiction can happen to anybody. Aspects of stigma. Stigma and discrimination towards people with schizophrenia and other mental illnesses, and even towards their families, is a huge problem. But until we can define what we are dealing with when we talk of stigma and discrimination, we may not be able to do anything very much. Discrimination, what you do makes a difference. Discrimination is one of the biggest barriers to recovery. That is why stopping discrimination and championing respect, rights, and equality for people with experience of mental illness is so important. It is as important as providing the best therapies or treatment. The power of contact. Contact, which encompasses all the conditions that have been identified to be most effective in countering stigma and discrimination, can be facilitated through the development and delivery of structured education programs. This approach has been taken by some groups, both internationally and in New Zealand, with positive results. Like Minds, Like Mine New Zealand is a public health-funded project to reduce the stigma and mental illness and the discrimination that people with experience of mental illness face every day in the community. This website provides information and resources on the project, looks at who is involved and how you can contribute to creating a nation that values and includes people with mental illness. The promotion of the social value of people with a disability, older people, and people with a mental illness in New Zealand society. Support for people who are socially devalued and their families to exercise more control and authority over their lives and futures. Support for service providers who are genuinely engaged with trying to find better ways to support the lives of people who are socially devalued. For more information, contact Mental Health Foundation at Auckland National Office, phone Resource and Information Service 09623 4812, 09623 4812. For reception, 09623 4810. Email address, info@mentalhealth.org.nz. Again, info@mentalhealth.org.nz. Thank you so very much. Whakatauti to all our listeners. Mālole soifua from Te Ama Pasifika, Like Minds, Like Minds. Until then, Have a great week and God bless. Te ama.
Two-fisted love. is in my arms, using chemistry to get the best of me. Me, oh, the past is gone. Stay by my side and we can carry on, because he knows how to as a plan.
About a time when Barry Dick started dating Perquita Johnson. In my hometown, everybody freaked out.
I've been riding around with the top down, like I always do. I love at my side, but only this time, my friends say something's changed you. Yeah, they said you're running with the wrong set. Girl, it's someone you should never have met. Let her go on her own, son. Everyone else had just come undone. The old town fathers are up in arms. The city, the council is very alarmed. My cousins and her uncles are having fits. War predictors of doom think this is it. Everybody else are just standing around. Me and my baby with the talk of the town. You there in the town square seems to stare at me. Walking around with my head down, they say, can we make you see? I see, I said, son, you know we're really colorblind. Says everybody else seems to really mind. Losing now, I think you'll find everyone has a just falling line. Now the Chamber of Commerce is up in arms. The city council's still very alarmed. Our cousins and uncles are having fits. Whoa, predictors of doom think this is it. Everybody else are just thinking out loud. Me and my baby, we're the talk of the town. Crackers and cheese. You know what I mean when I say crackers and cheese? I guess you do. Round here, lots of crackers and cheese. Stay away from those, my daddy said to me. You'll get in trouble if you mess too much with thee. In arms, the city council is very alarmed. And our cousins and uncles are having fits. War predictors of doom think this is it. Everybody else is just standing around. Me and my baby, me and my baby, we're the talk of the town. Thank you.
cousin Ann Hornsby's here in the house. Ann, what do you think the old uncles would have done if you started dating a black guy? What do you think would have happened there? Hornsby Christmas party would have been a Twitter. No, if you're not really dating them, Bruce, they're just friends. And we're going to send her off to the academy in a minute. And send her off to private school. No more public school. Miscegenation, mongrelization of the races, massive resistance, that's our answer. Miscegenation, mongrelization, that's what's gonna happen. Old town fathers are up in arms, cousins, uncles are very alarmed. Aunts are having fits. Predictors of doom think this is it. Everybody else just standing around. Not me and my baby, but the talk of the town.
Guess I'm on my way. Need any friend? And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. It's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. I'm on my way. Need a friend. And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Yes, I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
underneath, but at night I fall asleep alone. There's a future calling me, I can't keep falling at your feet. Yeah, I think it's time for me to go. Okay, baby, I know I can't keep waiting for love, waiting for love, pulling me apart in the scene. Still waiting for love, waiting for love, baby, I don't know how to stop. Stop, so waiting for love, waiting for love, cause you're addicted to the rush. I don't know how I'm waiting for love, 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 cause you're addicted to the rush. I don't know how to say.
cry. Lost love makes me wonder why. I found a love, but once in a lifetime love. Angel on high from heaven, so high above. So I thank God for sending me you. I have heard of playing around with numbers, but one is all I need. She can't be beat. She makes me complete on Quality Street.
So long. Oh. so long.